Episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker. Or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies we melt in when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. But always fly. Sometimes shy.
Doom, doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight is Jamie, James W. Kelly, if you're formal.
If you're very formal, Chad.
Where the hell you been, man?
I've been busy, man. I was out. I was trying to nail down a present for my wife. It didn't work out, but I did get her something. And since she doesn't listen to the show, boo, I can say. One of the things I got her was Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan.
It's a board role-playing type game.
Is it like about Chris Catan?
No. A thousand times no. Okay. It's about like, it's sort of sci-fi fantasy type stuff.
Cool.
So, which she's very much into.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then also joining me tonight, back from a little hiatus, Corey, the Ozman Osborne.
Slight hiatus, yep.
Slight hiatus. No, good to have you back.
Back once again, hitching my star to Chad's fame.
Yeah, whatever. And then back for the third week in a row, Amy. Woo! Lee.
Hi.
And you know, fulfilling the promise of having a female voice on almost every episode from here on out.
Well, besides yours. To please.
Besides mine. And yours. So, welcome to the show, everybody. Amy, how was your week?
Excellent, Chad.
Yeah, what happened?
I had a great date.
Oh, you did?
I had a couple of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, can you talk about it?
I don't know. I really didn't ask permission before I came on the show.
Okay, so we'll just keep it on the down low.
We can say who it was.
Let us, the chubby chase.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, and I'm not sure if I...
No, you're not chubby. So, no. Or Asian, so...
No!
That's true.
See, I'm just going to put this out there. There's a really scary Japanese horror movie. I think it's called Audition.
Yeah.
Where this creepy guy is like trying to get people to audition, and I think he wants to have sex with them, and he gets a psychopath, and she like cuts him into bits and, you know, cuts his fingers off with piano wire.
Nice.
So he went from chubby chasing in which he got kidnapped.
Nice.
I mean, and he got his titanium hips worked
yeah.
out, and then he's going with Asians. That's not good at all.
No.
Well, thank God that's not me.
Yes,
no.
Exactly.
Psycho. Okay, well, welcome to the show, and
that.
I'm glad you had a good. So you had a good time, but
yeah,
what,
we
on
had
your
a
date
great
with
time.
Butters,
great time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
Thank
and
you
Corey, what you been up to this week?
Well, the construction mostly. The bathroom in my house is done.
I love your shower, man.
Thank you.
I want to use it sometime.
You can
just to try it out.
Yeah.
He's got this really awesome corner shower, and
sweet.
The doors come together on the point on the corner. They slide open, kind of like Star Trek.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And then you could step in and then close the corner back up again.
And you did that yourself?
It's a kit.
Yeah.
But the place where my bathroom upstairs is really small.
Right. Uh-huh.
And when they renovated the last time, they put a tub and a toilet in there, and the sink is actually in my bedroom.
Yeah.
So I have
a
bedroom
it's
sink.
Tiny.
That's actually...
But,
it's sort of classic. They do that in the South all the time. They have like a bathroom, and then they have, you know, the sinks in the bedroom or the dressing room.
Chris's neighbor was a plumber, or growing up was a plumber, and all the rooms in the house had a sink in it.
Really?
Just for practice. Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Because you,
No, you could like go and get a drink of water in any room in the house.
Any room in the house.
To go to the kitchen or the bathroom.
Or wash your hands if needed.
Yeah.
You never know when that could come in handy.
I always wanted a fireplace in every room. Now I want a fireplace and a sink in every room.
Yeah. and a beer fridge.
Yep. Well, I just want a tap on every wall. I'll put the keg in the basement.
Yeah, just use CO2 to push it up.
You can walk up to any wall in the house and just pull the tap. And
excellent.
That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea. You have the central vax.
Yeah, the central vax.
So why not a central tap?
Yeah. You should do it voice activated, though.
Patent
computer.
Pending.
Beer.
Patent pending. There we go.
Pending.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. There we go.
That's a great idea.
That is an awesome idea. Yeah. Awesome idea. So this past weekend, we had the Zoe's pop star birthday party. Elizabeth and Darcy came over, and they were all dressed up in these bright pink outfits, and they taught the girls a dance, and it was a lot of fun, and we had pizza and did karaoke, and
nice.
Corey
That's
hooked
awesome.
Me up with some karaoke music, and we just danced and sang, and it was a lot of fun.
It looked like fun. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it was a blast. Elizabeth posted the pictures on Facebook today, so
yeah,
maybe I'll share that Facebook love with y'all. But it was pretty fun. So thank you to Elizabeth and Darcy.
It's lots of girl fun.
Yeah, it was girl fun, but there were boys there too.
I know.
It was cute. All these kids came over dressed up like rock stars.
Aww.
This one kid had a mohawk put up, and it was awesome. Awesome.
And you did. You were like the bottom of the pyramid or something.
Well, we just posed for
pile
a picture.
Up.
Yeah, they piled up on me, and that's my Facebook profile picture today.
So it was cute.
I like it. I thought it was clever.
It was.
But got my Zune HD last Tuesday.
Your new toy.
My new toy, and I'm loving it.
It's very cool.
I keep comparing it to your iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's about a 2/3 of the size.
Yeah.
It's very very compact. Screen is beautiful. It's got a beautiful OLED screen, organic LED screen, for those of you not in the know. The pluses are great. My cat's speaking up, but she loves it too.
Yeah, she does.
And I don't know, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's compared
awesome.
To the old 30 gig Zune, I have a 30 gig and an 8 gig, and now this, which is the 32 gig Platinum Zune HD.
Yeah.
And it's got a browser in it. I mean, the plus is it's got a. I can sit on the couch. I want to know who's. I'm watching a movie. Just whip out the Zune instead of pulling out the laptop and hop on IMDb and see who's in what movie.
I definitely love it for that. I have a tendency to like lay on the couch and watch.
Play with stuff.
Know. Well, that too. Yeah. Depending on who's home.
cool. That'd be a great opportunity to have a sink in your living room.
No kidding.
Okay, go ahead.
That was my point.
Yeah. No, I'll be like watching TV, and I'll have my iPhone out, and I'll be playing Tetris on it while I'm watching TV, and it drives my wife up a wall.
Yeah.
But I love it because it gives me something to do. It's something to futz with. Otherwise, I'd like, start ripping the couch apart with my hands.
Yeah.
I will be nervous. I don't know what to do with it.
I think it, you know what? I like it. The downfall to it, the things that are interesting, the apps, there's only like 7 apps right now. And I know you said that when iPhone launched, there were just a buttload of them.
Yeah, there were like 10,000, I would say.
Wow. So so there's like, I can count the number of apps on my fingers.
Yeah.
They're free, but they're ad supported. So if I want to play a game, I got to watch like a 10-second commercial.
Yeah.
About it. For right now, it's some sort of car. So note I've paid close attention to the commercial.
some sort of vehicle.
Yeah, some sort of car. So yeah. The apps, there's a couple games. There's one completely worthless piece of crap game called the Shell Game of the Future. It's stupid.
Nice.
I know
future in that game.
Who the heck was that? You in the potato bar?
No,
was that you?
Oh,
somebody.
It's not me.
It's pretty stinky down here.
Your cat's walking around.
I think
here.
It's your
my
kitty.
My cat's got the breeze. Whoa.
Yeah.
Good lord. But anyway, I would say if you want something other than an iPod. The Zune HD.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you don't want to spend your money on Apple, the Zune HD is a great device.
What's
and,
the 32 gig worth?
I think I paid $289 for it.
So that's the same price. Actually.
Yeah. You get 2 extra gigs, I think.
Well, it's 32 gigs on the iPod
Touch.
Is
it really?
For the $299. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's got Wi-Fi compatibility. It's got a built-in HD radio, which is pretty cool. I did not know there was cool. Like KZIA has three stations.
HD radio is really very cool.
Yeah, KCCK. I was talking to Dennis Green, and he says that they have a all Iowa artist station.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. KCCK, that's pretty awesome.
There's a ton of Greg Brown on there and very little else.
But I'm sure there's some Janelle Lauer and stuff on there too. I think that if you want a device that's a lot of fun, I really like the pictures. Like I was showing my grandma, who's like 90 years old.
Yeah.
You know, pictures, family photos. And you just run your finger across the screen to switch through the fingers. You switch through the pictures. You flip right through them, and then you squeeze your fingers apart, and it makes the pictures zoom in on the screen.
Yeah,
really.
And you squeeze them together. Oh yeah, it's really sweet.
Yeah,
wow.
Apple did that like.
Yeah,
they
totally ripped it off of that. Ripped Apple off, but it's awesome. So that's my review.
Your new toy.
Yeah,
you're so happy with.
I'm very happy with it.
See, I don't understand the iPod hate because I still have the first iPod I ever bought. My little 6 gig iPod
like from 01.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was the second generation. It was the first generation where they introduced the smaller ones.
Yeah. Okay, the
iPod
Mini.
I still have that thing. Yeah. And it still runs like a champ.
See, I got the third generation iPod, so the last one without a color screen, and it died on me, and I have a Nano, the second generation Nano.
Yeah.
In the glove box of my car, because I have it hooked up with my radio, so I control it through the head unit.
Yeah.
And that thing's been through two Iowa winters and one...
1,000-degree summers.
And, yeah, well, two Iowa summers and one East Coast, Maryland, very, very humid, awful summer. And it goes just the same as it did the day I bought it. So
the new Nanos... The new Nanos do video.
Do video.
You can record video
with
them.
Video.
Saw that in the commercial. So got the new Zune and wanted to get a new CD, and I picked up the new Pearl Jam.
Nice. Any good?
Backspacer. It is very good. I think that all of the songs on there are rocking. I think I'll even post a video in the show notes from Pearl Jam. I think it's The Fixer, I think is what the title of the song is. But give that CD 3 thumbs up. So I'll grow an extra arm and do that one. But
my lowest rating ever, 5 thumbs up.
I would totally recommend picking that up, especially if you're a fan of Pearl Jam. It's like classic Pearl Jam. I mean, they sound great. It's a great sounding album. Listen to it this afternoon and... couple songs that just kind of stick in your head. So if you're looking for a new CD, try that one out.
I saw a Pearl Jam concert interpreted once.
Wow.
Yeah, using sign language. It was really cool. She had her own little separate stage, and she was barefoot in this flowy skirt, and she was doing her thing. And at one point, the lead singer came down onto the stage and was dancing with her. And
Eddie Vedder?
Right, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was really neat.
So, if you play certain Pearl Jam songs backwards, they sync up with the Can Man show.
They do.
Yeah.
Nice. Good to know.
But I would play some of their music, but I don't have the rights to them, so I won't be playing Pearl Jam today.
And they will sue you because they've sued lots of people.
Yeah, you could sing it, but, and I'll interpret for you.
But no, I'm just embedding the YouTube video that they put up there in the show notes, so they can sue me for that if they want. But it's their video, so I'll post that. And I love the CD. Pick it up. Spend money on them. It's worth it. What else is going on, guys? Anything exciting?
These lights you have up here, do they sync with sound?
Yes.
Wow.
Neat.
Yeah. That's been just a little bit fascinating to me. I've just been sort of watching them. So
yeah, I am
paying attention, but I'm also like, ooh, shiny things.
Yeah, I redecorated a little bit down here since last time Jamie's been here.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been here too.
I've added more rope lights. Simply
a little bit of ambience.
Yeah, yeah. Really, I had all these rope lights from
when
I did the home haunt, and they've been kind of sitting in the garage for a very, very, very long time. So I put them up.
I had to add mood lighting because there's a girl.
Yeah.
Mood lighting. Yeah, so.
So I went to Arby's before I came over here to have a you know,
barbecue,
delicious roast beef sandwich.
Yes.
And I spent about 15 minutes listening to the guy in the booth behind me talking to somebody on the phone about the Cheeto that was stuck to his ass last night. And I don't know that.
This was the guy in the booth behind you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it wasn't a waiter.
No, he was. No, it was the guy sitting in the booth behind me.
Not somebody working there.
On his cell phone, talking about the Cheeto stuck to his ass. He's like, I was sitting on the couch, and I ate this whole bag of Cheetos, and then the bag was gone. And then I got up, and there was like something on my ass, and I was like, oh, dude, there's something on my ass, and it was a Cheeto.
Did he eat it?
And I didn't really listen that far. And it always it made me think of that that Paul and Storm sketch. You know, if you want to make your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
Awesome. You know, I think I can play that.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
But, yeah, I don't understand why you would go anywhere in public and talk about
Cheetos. Why would you talk about it in general anyway, whether you're in public or not?
No, it's...
I think I'd be embarrassed. Well, you know what? It'd be me. I would talk about
it. How did
it
stick to his butt? He must have been eating them
sweaty?
Naked.
Yeah, well, maybe.
See, and those are the kinds of mechanics
also,
that I don't want to think about.
It could also have been just the ass of his pants, too.
No, it wouldn't have stuck to the ass of your pants.
It wouldn't stick to your pants unless you've got little Velcro pants on. Or...
And last I checked, you can't think of Cheetos with Velcro.
Yeah, but you can't,
what?
You know what?
You found my secret.
Velcro Cheeto pants?
Yes.
I have Velcro Cheeto Velcro pants. You know, last week you missed out on the, what kind of Cheetos did we have? Like some sort of shrimp or
was
something?
Was that the wasabi? Those were the
wasabi Doritos.
The Pussy Crackers.
All right, 15 minutes in, bagok.
They smelled like vagina.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I did miss out on that. I saw it.
Sorry,
it was,
sorry,
it was like something baked soy.
Oh yeah, that was the Kit Kat.
The baked soy Kit Kat. Yeah,
oh,
that was good.
Yeah, those were really good. The sweet potato Kit Kats.
There's the package for the sweet potato Kit Kat on the wall there.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah, good stuff.
I love
Delightful.
Japan.
The sushi candy was a little.
My wife.
A little gag-ish well.
Yeah.
Did not mix with the Guinness.
No.
That we were having.
No.
It was really
sweet.
So now
if they would have had a steak Kit Kat, the Guinness would have been
fine.
It
would have been fine.
Awesome. Just to put a little,
they didn't have
little shout out to the Blue Moon Brewing Company. Tonight we're drinking the Harvest Moon Pumpkin Ale, and it's very, very good.
That'll be my weekly contribution.
One thing to, if you guys are out buying beer, I think the Target on...
Blair's
Ferry.
Okay.
Blair's Ferry has it. Millstream Brewing's John's White Ale.
Yeah.
It's a Belgian white like Blue Moon.
Right.
But it's locally made.
Right.
And it's actually better, I think, than Blue Moon. And Blue
Moon's
one of my favorite beers.
Yeah,
Millstream is out of Amana.
Is out of Amana.
And their little breweries back behind the one of those restaurants there.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah. Their root beer is very good as well.
Yeah, it is. You were talking about the Japanese Kit Kats. My wife did a package exchange with this family. They were an American family living in Japan. And they were moving, so they're like, we need a bunch of things from the States, and we'll trade packages with you. So she made a box and sent it to them. And this woman sent a box back. And there's all this really cool stuff, including like a pound of loose green tea, which she's actually giving to a friend of hers who's from Japan.
Wow.
These little dried, I haven't had any, brown sugar candies. And these, we got three scrubbing sponges that look like apples with their eyes closed. Like they're apples with faces and they have their eyes like squeezed shut like they're
Asian?
Smiling like, at you or sort of Asian-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like.
Sort of Asian-ish.
And it's like.
Japanese perhaps?
Why would you make a cute sponge? I mean, it's freaking adorable, but like who? No one in America would make a cute sponge like that.
No, because that would be sort of.
Weird.
Like a vicious stereotype sort of thing.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. There's that.
You know, the,
no, if I saw the slanty eyed sponges in the store, I'd raise holy hell about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
we have that loose tea stuff at home though, because my daughter orders it from Japan.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Cool. Yeah, when I started working from home, I started drinking coffee at work. So I realized shortly, before I figured out I was working from home, that I would not have coffee anymore. So I went out and I bought a $15 Mr. Coffee. and been drinking, making lattes in the morning.
You didn't have a coffee maker?
How do you make a latte? How are you doing that?
Did you get the fancy coffee maker? No, it's a cheap apartment trailer park latte. So how I make that is I take a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. a coffee cup, take it, fill it halfway with skim milk, and I put the skim milk in the microwave for about a minute so it heats it up. And then I take one teaspoon or tablespoon, not tablespoon, of sugar, put it in there, and then I do French vanilla Folgers and fill it up the rest of the way. Nice. And stir it up, and it makes a decent latte.
That would work. We do really, really dark coffee and mix cocoa with it and then fill it up with
milk. If you want to have the best cup of quote-unquote mocha that you'll ever have, make a cup of coffee, put it in a big mug, and melt a fudgesicle in it.
Melt a fudgesicle
in
it?
Yes, it is the smoothest, creamiest.
I will totally try that.
That sounds really good.
It is. I mean,
there's nothing natural about that. I mean, there's nothing natural in a fudgesicle.
No, and you know, the funny thing was, I only discovered that because I wanted a mocha and I didn't have any chocolate syrup left.
Yeah.
So I melted I had fudgesicles in the freezer.
You're like, hey.
So I melted one in there and it was awesome.
Let's be innovative. Like,
I will occasionally drink a vanilla latte.
Right.
I'm just a black coffee guy.
See, I am too, most of the time.
I'll drink anything. I'll try anything.
I like coffee. I don't. When I first bought a coffee machine years ago, I had an espresso machine.
Oh, nice.
Was not expecting it to be as strong as espresso is. I didn't know what I was doing, what I was buying.
Oh, it's brutal.
It is brutal. So I never
coffee
used
sludge.
It.
That's why you get these little cups.
Right.
Little tiny
That's
cups.
That's about all you can handle.
When I don't know if I told the story or not. When I was very little, my grandmother used to make coffee, and she'd put carnation condensed milk in coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's very sweet. So I loved to sit at the kitchen table with her, because we were living with her at the time, and drink coffee with her. But the deal was I couldn't have that, because it's like, you know, coffee and then sugared milk on top
right.
of that.
Yeah.
So I'd like bounce off the walls
Great
and
coffee,
yeah.
Grandma.
Run around Woo-hoo. The house.
So you would quickly discover if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I was only allowed to drink coffee if I could drink it black.
Ah.
So I learned to like drinking it black, and now that's the only way I take it.
Nice.
So. I like it black too.
Yeah.
I that's how I drink it normally, but on occasion I'll get a craving for a flavored coffee.
Yeah.
For more fun.
I don't like to drink, you know, just like plain beer. I mean, I like fufu beer. So I like fufu coffee. So
what's fufu beer?
Well, fufu beer like this. This is kind of a fufu-y. This isn't a man's beer.
I'll drink anything.
Yeah.
Like literally, if you put it in front of me, I'll probably drink it unless it's made from something I'm allergic to.
Right.
But like I genuinely really enjoy things like PBR. And I liked it, for the record, before the hipster started liking it, ironically. Yeah, I started drinking it in, like, 02.
Out of the
can.
Out of the can, of course.
The can.
And there was a beer in Maryland called National Bohemian.
Yeah.
Natty Bo.
Isn't that, like, the first beer? Tim was talking about National Bohemian.
I might have been.
It says it's some good beer.
It's cheap beer, but it's way better than cheap beer has a right to be. It's quite good.
You know, the awesomest fufu beer I've ever had, to use your term.
Yeah, okay.
Is, I can't remember who makes it, but it's a blueberry ale. And it tastes like an alcoholic blueberry muffin.
Wow.
It is phenomenal.
Who, you don't know who makes
no,
it?
No, I'll have to see. I'll post it on my Facebook wall or something.
I've had beer with berries in it. I didn't care for it.
It tastes like a blueberry muffin.
Line of Cuckoo Berry Vice.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
No,
it takes a little getting used to.
That's the one I didn't like, though.
Really?
No, that was a little icky.
Because they're, like, way alcoholic, and they have, like, that raspberry or the peach
flavor. I'll add fruit to my beer.
Wow.
Lemons or oranges or whatever, but...
Yeah, limes.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
get a can of Dos Equis and then
put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah,
and or bottle.
And drink it all up.
Very good. Very good. Well, you know, speaking of beer and bars and stuff, when we went over to Corey's house on, what day was that, Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
He recommended trying a little restaurant in Lisbon, which really is on Highway 30. It's, if you drive through Lisbon, you'll pass it. It's on your right-hand side as you're heading towards Illinois. And it's called Whitey's Bar and Grill. He called it Al's. So
Abe's.
Something like that. Abe's, whatever. But it's called Whitey's Bar and Grill. And took advantage of their prime rib Friday night special.
Ooh,
oh, I forgot about that.
It was good. I asked. I liked the place. I think the they were way busy. It was before a football game on a Friday night in a small town.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... The
family night.
They were over busy and understaffed. The food was good, but I ordered my prime rib medium, and it came back well done.
Ooh.
And then the bathroom, no TP. And it took, had to take a 3-year-old in there. So, yeah, no TP in the bathroom. And then that. Other than that,
towels?
The food was excellent, even though it was overdone. Yeah, there were paper towels.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise Close the Lord enough, there. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the place is neat. You know, it's a small town, friendly little restaurant. Good food food was very good. Their baked potato, that I had the baked potato. And we tried the cheese curds. We didn't do the dill pickles.
But see, the cheese curds are good. Pickles.
Fried pickles.
And they're, I love fried pickles.
I do too.
They're
delicious.
Yeah. They do fried cheese curds or regular?
Fried cheese curds. Very good stuff. The prices are very, very good. I mean, you know, comparable to anything. They've got a bunch of sandwiches. Chris had the fried shrimp salad, and she thought that was the shiz. It was very good. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the mood for a new restaurant, you know, just try and go on a night where it's not like the everybody in town's there.
Like, try Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Whitey's Bar and Grill in Lisbon, Iowa.
And the other thing, too, is that they have, I mean, for a small town bar, they have a lot of beers on tap.
Lots.
They have Guinness's on tap there. They have Fat Tire. They have
the Guinness Drought.
It's draft.
I heard that from last
week. Draft.
I know, Chad.
Got it.
But it's more than just Miller, Bud, and, you know.
PBR.
Bud Light. PBR, Bud Light or something. Yeah.
No,
they've got
PBR
a lot of beers.
Well,
you can get it in the can.
True. Picador has PBR in a can because it's a hipster bar. Everyone's there so hip they can't see
Picador.
Over their pelvis. The Picador in Iowa City.
Oh, it's in Iowa City.
It reminds me of that South Park episode where they all buy hybrids.
Yeah.
And then they went around smelling their own farts. Because they were so smug. Their shit didn't stink.
Exactly. it was my little Douglas Adams tribute there.
Yeah.
So hip I can't see over my own pelvis.
Oh,
all right.
Off to a running start on this show.
Yeah, no kidding. So to kind of get in the groove, been doing, you know, once a week, been trying to watch an older movie, you know, something that's been released out a while. A couple weeks ago watched The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. That's one of those Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah,
a little weird, but
isn't that the one where they have that Cigarro song at the end?
Probably.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool. It's a Bill Murray movie.
Yeah. I have seen that.
So then I had the opportunity to catch Royal Tenenbaums, which is it's another Wes Anderson movie.
Right.
Stars
like The Life Aquatic only on land.
Actually, not really.
That's not fair. The Royal Tenenbaums is out first, so Life Aquatic is like the Royal Tenenbaums at sea.
No, it's not.
Crap,
not at all.
It's like the normal Tenenbaums at sea. Now, the royal part doesn't have anything to do
with it. It does have one thing in common. It was directed by Wes Anderson, and then it also had Owen Wilson in it.
And Bill Murray's in both.
Yeah, Bill Murray. But
the
Bill
red
Murray's character was.
Guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Ben Stiller.
Basically, it's a story of Royal Tenenbaum, who's played by Gene Hackman. And he's estranged from his wife after 15, 20 years, something like that, and he wants to get back with his family. So he concocts a story that he's dying. And he tries to get back in the house. He never got divorced from his wife. She's being pursued by Danny Glover, and it's Angelica Houston that plays the mom. The kids, when they're adults, are played by Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, and Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm. Ben Stiller is this mega millionaire business guru who's got two kids and he's a widower. Gwyneth Paltrow's this moody writer, poet, artiste type person. And then Luke Wilson, he's a tennis pro who is in love with his sister.
His
messed
adopted
up,
sister.
His adopted sister. She's adopted. So
just going to say.
Owen Wilson
pretty creepy,
is the neighbor from across the street. It's just an awesome. The first time I watched it, I hated it. I hated the movie.
Really?
I hated it. I didn't care for it.
You My go, wife hates
I went
it,
back
I it.
And I watched it, I and it. I fell in love with the movie
That's
again.
That's great.
I mean, the one thing that I've noticed about Wes Anderson's movies is shot for shot, each shot on film is gorgeous.
Right.
The colors, the way that the everything is staged in the shot. I mean, everything, it's just, it's beautiful.
He reminds you of Mamet.
in that like way that there's this real artifice to it. It's not naturalistic at all. It's not like trying to be representative of real life.
Right.
It's, you know, this is sort of an idealized, so that's the color palette. My issue with Wes Anderson, and this is a relatively minor issue, is everything is so frickin' twee. Like, you know, it's like, I love Royal Tenenbaums, but I liked Life Aquatic too, but it's just like so, I don't know.
Yeah. Like weird.
Yeah.
Like just slightly over the edge weird? Is that what you mean? Like you don't quite buy it?
Well, the thing
it's not even that. I don't expect to buy it. It's just, it's so cute.
Who's the one that hates Jeff
so
Goldblum?
Much.
You.
Me, I hate
Don't watch
Jeff
Life Aquatic.
Goldblum.
He's in that one.
I know.
So
I know. Acting as badly as he always acts.
Well, but it's not as badly as he always acts. It's the same as he always acts. If you watch Jurassic Park, and then you turn around and you watch Independence Day, it is
same clothes, same glasses, same hair, same voice, same inflection, same pauses.
Yeah.
It's like the guy flew from the damn Jurassic Park into the alien invasion with nary a second wasted.
Sorry.
It's like, oh, you know, he's out of the park. Here's Bill Pullman, and the White House gets blown up.
No,
it's seamless.
Yeah.
The White House gets blown up?
In Independence Day.
No, I'm just kidding.
Dude.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It was only
Sorry
in the promos.
About that movie that's 10 years old that we just...
Dude. killed it for me.
No, and it's and he plays the same character.
By the
on
way, Luke
Long
and Leia are brother and sister. There's another spoiler.
Darth Vader is their father.
But okay. He plays it so well, Jamie. He just can't walk away from it.
No, no. It's like
I bet if you met him in real life, it'd be
I'd
the same
punch
guy.
Him.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
You'd kick him in the Jimmy.
Just talk to me. Just say something to me.
One word, Goldblum. Punch you in the throat.
Wow.
Sorry, I have an irrational dislike.
You really don't like
him. I'm sure he gives money to charity, and he loves his mother very much.
He might.
I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. I just can't stand watching him.
Wow.
All right,
then. He was awesome in Life Aquatic of Steezy's.
Jamie, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my
he
lord.
Purged.
That's cleansing.
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel much better.
Good.
Tomorrow, maybe you'll like him.
Maybe.
Tomorrow.
Now that it's out.
Yeah, it's out.
So I'm going to go home.
A few times.
I'm going to go home and post a whole bunch of pictures of Jeff Goldblum on my Facebook wall.
Now I want to go home
Look
and
in this
watch
movie.
The Fly.
Oh, God.
I like The Fly.
Yeah, I do too.
I do like The Fly.
I do.
I liked it when, was it Matthew Stoltz? Is that his name?
Eric,
sorry.
Yeah. That was The Fly, too.
Yeah.
He was Brundle's
cool.
kid.
He's got that awesome voice.
I want to know why Luke Wilson doesn't work more than he does, and Owen Wilson gets all kinds of movies. When Owen Wilson plays the same character, I have the same issue with him as I do with
but
Jeff.
But still, Moore. But he's likable at least. He's not annoying.
Well, he's like him and Matthew McConaughey. It's like the same guy.
Except for the crooked nose.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing the same guy all the time. Like, it's themselves. I'm sure they're exactly like that in real life.
But they're making money.
Well, I know. It's just... It's
something.
It's irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can
I'm just
offer
saying.
To coach them. You can offer to coach them.
I'll go knock on Owen Wilson's door.
Hey, listen, I just want you to know that you suck, but I can help you. I can totally
and I'll
help
also,
you.
I'll also knock on Matthew McConaughey's door, but I'll just punch him. I won't even offer to help.
Okay.
Because you suck,
I like Matthew
and
McConaughey.
You're just too pretty
really?
For a guy.
You know what? Go back and watch Dazed and Confused.
I love Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
He's really good in that.
He's awesome in that.
He's gone downhill since then.
What, I don't know.
One good thing since then, Sweet Home Alabama, that negates so many films.
Sweet Home Alabama. What He's was the in, one where he was the lawyer? He was the lawyer, and he... Oh, never mind. It had Samuel L. Jackson in it, and I think it had Charles Durning in it, too. Anyway.
What the hell are you talking about?
He was played a lawyer in this racist community, and he was defending Samuel
I
L. Jackson, I think.
Are
you talking
sure?
about A Time to Kill?
That might be it. I don't know. It's one that he was
it's
in.
It's a John Grisham movie?
Yeah, I think so. He was awesome in that movie. And then I just can't think of the name of the title.
Me neither.
But, you know, I liked him in Failure to Launch. I mean, that's a funny movie.
Oh, See, that's that like that's one what of those I'm saying.
Love story things?
That's the template.
Kinda. Like, yeah,
that's my issue with Matthew McConaughey.
You get to see Terry Bradshaw's butt in that movie. It's hilarious.
It's not a perfectly hilarious movie. I'm just saying, my issue with Matthew McConaughey is the character in Failure to Launch. I think he's actually like that. So that's not acting. Yeah. That's just standing around being on film.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I kind of I'm intrigued. This week
God
I think
damn
comes
it, I
out.
Could do that.
I think
seriously.
I think that the what is it the ripoff of the Christmas Carol that he's in about the dating though. It's him and Jennifer that Garner.
Five Christmases?
No, it's him and Jennifer Garner, and he goes back and he sees his dates. His I don't know. He goes back to visit all these girlfriends. Girls, ghosts of girlfriends past, I think is what it was, or something like that. I want to see that. I mean, I do. I want to see it just because I like his stuff. Now, I don't
Matthew,
know.
This is Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew
you're
McConaughey.
Talking about?
Yeah. He was in that, and so was Jennifer Garner.
I like her.
Elektra?
Yeah. she's pretty.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I guess. She was good in 13 going on 30.
Yeah, I loved that movie. I like the guy that was in that. What's his name?
Jamie's like,
sorry,
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, you can pull, there's like three or four of them that you can pull out of any one movie and interchange
Reese Witherspoon,
them.
Mark Ruffalo,
right.
Matthew McConaughey.
Not Mark Ruffalo, he's been in, what was that movie he was in with them. Meg Ryan?
Yeah, it's like every movie you can see their, like you see their name in the credits. Like, or on the poster, and you can tell you, I can tell you what it's going to be like.
Yeah. You can even really sort of,
like, I can
you know, lay out some of the
dialogue. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like the Wes Anderson movies. It's like, I really like them, but it's like, oh, we're so wacky.
They're a little highbrow.
We all learn lessons.
I don't know. They're a little, I don't know. It's weird.
You know? It's like, I really, really love Royal Tenenbaums. It's one of my favorite movies of the last 10 years. I'm just saying, like, his movies end up being. He makes the same movie over and over again.
It's like an adult fairy tale where everybody has their problems, but they all come together in the end.
Right, exactly.
Well, at least
you can go back and say M. Night doesn't make the same movie over and over again anymore. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
He makes garbage but, over and over and over.
Well, yeah.
Well, come on.
Yeah,
really?
Garbage.
You think so?
Sixth Sense was
awesome.
Interesting the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. Very. And then it's like.
I liked Unforgiven.
I'd like a glass of water. No, shut up.
But the whole story is predicated on you not knowing the secret at the end.
Right, which you obviously know because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie and it's the same secret every movie.
Well, it was. And then he did The Village and he screwed with you.
I liked The Village.
There was the different
I
colors
that was
in
really
The Village.
Cool.
I went into the movie expecting an M. Night Shyamalan, a ding dong.
not going to work here anymore.
I went in there expecting one of his supernatural thrillers where you could follow the colors.
Right.
And then they, you know, he blatantly put these different shades of like green on and like this red. And,
right.
And then you follow it. And then it was a non-supernatural
thriller. I liked it. I thought it was really cool.
I guess.
They had a lot of really good performances in that movie.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't an M. Night movie, it would have been a good movie. But because I went in there expecting an M. Night movie... It was.
It's like UA Bowl. Right. Don't get me started.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. You don't have to bring up UA Bowl again.
Have I done that before?
Yeah. Well, he did.
Oh
yes, I did.
Yeah. So
it's like no. Hey, there's
he
a,
meaning Dan. Dan over
Dan,
there.
Oh yeah.
In the
Dan's
corner.
In the audience.
Dan's in the corner.
Yeah. Say hi, Dan.
Dan is the audience.
Dan is the audience.
There's a Simpsons where I think it's a Halloween special where there's a horrible. Earth-shattering catastrophe, and Lisa and Marge
Treehouse
get to go on the rocket ship to Mars to recolonize, and Homer and Bart get put on the rocket ship with the celebrities they don't want, like Tom Arnold.
Oh my God!
And Rosie O'Donnell.
And he's from Iowa.
Like, all these people, like you know,
I would
really
love to have Tom Arnold
like
on
Pauly
the show.
Shore's on there.
Yeah,
it's like
totally.
I used to
buddy.
I used to work in that.
There's
coffee
another
shop.
Actor. Yeah. Same movie, different situation.
Fortunately, he's not working.
I love
anymore.
Those movies, by the way. Go ahead.
Remember the coffee shop that was around the corner from
the theater? Yeah.
Right. And Pauly Shore came in one day.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't recognize him. Everybody else knew who he was. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is that guy. What do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weasel.
Yeah.
The Weasel. You know, he got his fame from MTV. Go ahead.
He did.
And he was kind of moping in the corner because no one was really paying attention to him. And then I was working with Jennifer Ford. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
Yeah, we know
Jen. Beautiful blonde-haired, you know, woo-hoo.
Cinderella.
Yeah, yeah. So we could not open something. Maybe it was a new bottle of syrup. I have no idea. So she went over to ask his bodyguard, could you please open the bottle of syrup? And so as she's walking over to him, he kind of perked up a little, like he was preparing to be spoken to by this beautiful blonde woman. And she talked to the bodyguard instead. And he got so pissed. He didn't leave a tip. He left a mess. He walked out. He was a real poopy head, let me say.
Oh, man.
That's he was. Awesome. He was.
Harsh.
That's awesome.
I know. But Jennifer and I got a big kick out of it.
The weasel?
The yeah. weasel. And the bodyguard was delightful. He left us a tip. The bodyguard
yeah,
did.
Bodyguard
yep.
did?
Yep, he sure did.
Did he start singing Whitney Houston songs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he have a samurai sword where he split your napkins in half?
No. But that would have been cool.
Yeah, I know. That would have been cool. Awesome. Yeah.
No, but I think M. Night Shyamalan belongs on that rocket. I think U.A. Bowl belongs on that rocket.
I don't know. I there's Unbreakable. I love that movie.
Yeah.
You can go back
I hated
and watch
that
it.
Movie.
You're going to hell.
I thought that was so, I'm so stupid. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I liked it.
That's not even real.
I liked it.
Look, there's hate for Unbreakable, and there is hate for The Happening.
I didn't see The Happening yet.
Oh.
Really? That good, huh? Dan says it's, that's my impression of Dan.
He's actually lost the power of speech thinking about this movie.
Yeah, and it's not because he's orgasmic. It's because he's going to throw up in his mouth.
The best line of the movie is when Mark Wahlberg goes, what? No! Just like that.
All right.
It was crazy.
It reminds me of
was that the one with the plants?
I've never seen that.
I don't know what it is. It's some sort of...
Was that the plant?
Can't talk about it otherwise. Yeah. Give it away.
Yeah, I don't want to give that one because I haven't seen it yet. I'll watch it sometime.
Where the people killed themselves.
Please don't pay to see it. Please.
Yeah, I'll
pirate it.
Yeah, that wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, down
that one, I will encourage piracy.
Yeah, download that one off of Pirate Bay or something like that.
The what thing, that always reminds me of another actor I hate, Keanu Reeves in Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing.
You hate him in that movie? Himself?
He plays Ted Malvolio? Is that who he plays in that?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Malvolio has this line, I am not a man of many words. And it's Keanu in his surfer patois.
I am
not a man of many words. And you expect him just to stop there. Because it's true. He's not a man of many words. Because he doesn't know many words.
Whoa. He knows Kung Fu.
Dude.
And he can do that I cool stop Kung in the middle Fu. Of the air thing.
It's true.
Whoa. Dude.
No, the
I know Kung Fu.
The poor guy can't get away from it.
Wow.
Sorry.
He was awesome in Lake House.
He has never... There are two movies he's been in that have succeeded because of Keanu Reeves other than Bill and Ted's. And that's the original Matrix and maybe a little tiny bit the second one. The third one just stunk.
Okay.
But the first one, he's good because of who he is, because he's so damn dim and
right.
a blank slate. That's why he succeeded. No other actor would have been able to pull that off the same way. But, like, The Devil's Advocate succeeded in spite of him.
Speed.
I like Speed.
See, I did, too.
Dennis Hopper.
What's the one with the angel thing where he... Constantine.
Constantine.
Yeah.
Kevin liked it. I have it on HD DVD.
It was a cool movie.
It was a Rachel Weisz flick. That's why.
There's, you know, every movie you name that he's been in, it's like succeeded. If it succeeded, it succeeded in spite of him.
So that movie that he was in
this
past summer,
hot.
the War of the Worlds, or no, the I, that one.
No. If Keanu Reeves is in it, and it's not another Matrix, which, can I spoil the end of the last Matrix? Everyone in the world has seen it, right?
Yeah.
He dies, thank God.
Well, I thought he and the Smith became one.
Yeah. They
merged.
Yeah, he merges with the machine. Yeah,
I didn't see that yet, Jamie.
Oh, well, sorry,
nice.
I spoiled it. You know, but like, unless there's another Matrix movie coming out, I'm not watching Keanu Reeves in anything.
Okay,
like, especially not in the theater.
So a couple things I need to mention here real quick before we go too much further. Number one, we're going to play a little spot, a little promotional thing that I made up for Tony from Vinton.
All right.
He's directing a play. Tony from Vinton. He's directing a little play in Vinton at the Palace Theater called Death Trap. So we're going to play that little commercial right here.
Act 1 of Benton County presents Death Trap by Ira Levin. Death Trap is a murder thriller with multiple plot twists, featuring the talents of Jim Hilliard, Susie Westland, Jeff Seitz, Allison Watkins, and Alan Nebola. Death Trap tells the horrifying tale of a down-on-his-luck playwright who receives a fantastic manuscript from a former student of his. So good, in fact, that he plots murder of the young man to claim credit for the play himself. Will his ailing wife survive the ordeal of watching her beloved husband commit murder? Will the psychic next door undo his careful plans? Death Trap runs October 23 through November 1 at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays at the Vinton Palace Theater. For more information and reservations, call 319-472-9957 or go to act1.org for online reservations. That's act1.org.
And we're back. So make sure you go check out that show here in a couple weeks. Speaking of cool, scary things, opening this weekend, Friday, September 25th, and Saturday, September 26th, open at 8 o'clock till 10 p.m., the Frightmare Forest.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So the Frightmare Forest is located behind Xavier High School off 42nd Street, Northeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Website is www.frightmareforest.com or just frightmareforest.com. Screw the www. Admission is $9, $13 for the extended tour, or the VIP admission is $30. There is a $1 parking fee, but it goes to support various fundraising groups like some of the high schools.
What makes it? What's VIP? What makes it
VIP? What's the VIP thing, Corey? Do you know?
The VIP is
you get beer at the start of the
no, both haunts. You can go through. You get to the front of the line. You can go through as many times as you want. You can edit that out. We generally have a VIP area that has like snacks and drinks, and it's all complimentary.
Oh.
There's like a little hostess. And I say little because everybody. Desi, the girl that hosts it, is like 4 foot tall. One.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
little.
So she's
really
little. Yeah.
And she's got a great voice, by the way.
Yeah.
What
she
do you
does.
Mean?
I was going to use her when Elizabeth's not in town.
Ah.
I recorded her. I'll play some stuff for later. Anyway, right. She's good.
So that's the whole VIP thing. You can stay out there as long as you want. Every time you want to go through, you can go right to the front of the line.
Cool.
Literally, right to the front of the line.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet.
Can you punch rock on.
Anyone, like elbow other guests.
No, do not.
Well, you can elbow other guests, but not any of the cast.
Me, well, no,
hands
me.
Off the cast.
Hands off the cast. Yeah, yeah.
We'll kick.
No,
you
I
out.
Meant like you can like, you know, someone's like not letting you in front. You VIP, bitch.
What are well, yeah.
No, they you actually bypass the line entirely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that you don't even know.
Well, actually, you know what? I lobbied for this and they said no. I think all the VIP groups should get tasers.
Yeah,
because you know how when you go through a haunted house and you come up to the group in front of you and they slow you down and then like the scare happens way in front of you and then you're like, oh, that guy's gonna jump out at me.
Right.
Well, if you're a VIP, you deserve all the best scares, so you could just like
taser
the group
in
front
way.
Of you.
Nice.
Excuse me,
just get cattle prod.
Yeah.
Well, plus
cattle
I think prod. it's like props, you know, until they wake up, it's like a prop for the next group.
Yeah. And then they'll get up, they'll be all startled, and they'll startle someone else.
So, little history of the Frightmare Force. This is the 9th year out there. It started back in 2000, and was it 2001? What year was 9/11?
2001.
2001. So that was the second year out there, and I was out there by myself right after 9/11, and I was getting the forest ready, and nobody told me that Xavier High School for their homecoming bonfire. That they do fireworks. So this is a less than a month after 9/11 happens. And I'm back in a dark forest behind the Xavier High School football field. And I'm back there by myself. And all of a sudden, all these loud fireworks start going off. Boom, 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 boom.
Nice.
Did you poop your pants?
I thought World War III was starting. Because it was just a few weeks after 9/11. I don't know why I brought that up. But, you know, the Frightmare Forest brings back memories. I love that place, man. So, in fact, this weekend I should be out there scaring.
Sweet.
So hopefully
that will be cool.
One of the girls that works for me works there every year, Becky Harmon, and she's like heavily promoting it. Yeah,
that's Mel's little sister.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She passes out pencils and keychains and whatever stuff she gets.
Becky Harmon.
Yeah.
I know Becky.
She knows you.
Yeah.
She knows you, Chad.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't?
Chad.
She digs you.
Chicks dig me. Chicks dig the can man.
Understood. I mean that kind
of. So do dudes. dudes dig me too.
Yep.
Lucky.
I'm just a lucky guy.
You are.
Cecilia Hanley and I from Hoopla are going to do a tour, Haunted House tour. We're going to go around to 5 or 6 of the attractions in the region, and we're going to sort of rate them on some scale yet to be determined.
You know, when you guys go around,
yeah.
I would not mind joining you,
okay.
And maybe we can do like an audio review. We'll take the handheld recorder.
I was just thinking that I wanted to get some audio for you guys for the show.
Yeah,
anyway.
And just, you know, get some interviews from the people at the different haunts.
That's awesome.
So we got to do it pretty early in the season.
Yeah, we're thinking like the next couple weeks here.
Are you scared at all?
No, I don't scare. I don't believe in ghosts.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No, we've been over this. I was over this last year.
Wow,
oh,
you have.
I know.
You should be here by yourself in my basement.
I know.
So you've never.
Or mine.
So why don't you? Okay, is it because you never experienced anything, or just against religion, or what?
No, not. I just don't believe in it.
I just see no evidence. You just wait.
Just wait. You'll experience something someday.
Okay. Yep.
And
all right.
You turn your hair
and
white.
Then you'll have to come back and say,
"What little hair
I was
have.
Wrong."
The hair on your chest.
It's going to turn my scalp white.
Your pubic
hair.
Yeah. It'll turn your pubes white.
Yep.
Well, how do you know I don't shave my pubes?
Do a little manscaping. Landscape the private property.
If you hang around with Jenny long enough, she'll talk you into waxing it. So.
Yeah.
No dice.
Not whacking it. Waxing it.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah.
So we need to make a visit to Chicago, and we'll put him in a room at the Congress.
Yeah. Congress Plaza. What was it? 1240.
1240.
441.
441. Yeah.
I actually wanted to take my wife. I was trying to get there's an inn in Colorado where it was the room where Stephen King wrote The Shining.
Yeah.
And apparently the hotel is a, you know, they say it's quite haunted. And there's
Yeah. Ghost Hunter's been there a couple times.
Yeah.
The Stanley.
Yeah. And
the Stanley
gonna,
Hotel.
The Stanley. Yeah. And I was actually trying to get her out there. They went $700 for 2 nights.
No way.
Yeah. $350 a night. And I'm like, I love you so much, honey.
But
no.
But so much is only about $175 a night.
Well, okay.
I'm
so
trying to go to $350 a night.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. Ghost Hunters, they do tours out there.
Yeah.
So if you follow their website, the Taps Paranormal, just search for Ghost Hunters.
Right.
Follow them on MySpace. Once a year, they'll do a tour with the Stanley. It's like $200 a night. And, you know, there's a package, which is like $700. And you get to spend time with the Ghost Hunters. You get a ghost hunt with them.
Nice.
Plus, you get to stay at the hotel at a reduced rate.
The hotel's gorgeous,
and
too.
Then the food. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. So, but, yeah. So check it out. Search for the Ghost Hunters, Taps, the Atlantic Paranormal Society, and you can find that stuff. Make sure you check out Zerby's podcast last week. He ended up using a segment from when we were talking about the ghosts.
Oh,
from
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
The ones
and
that live in our house.
He wanted to say a big thank you to everybody for calling his hotline and leaving him voicemails. And we had a couple this week that I want to play. This one comes from, actually these all pretty much come from our pal Tony Fervinton.
Oh, right.
He takes Ambien so he can sleep. Well, he does not, he calls people when he's on Ambien.
Oh, he sleep calls?
Awesome. He calls and he like told me these jokes. So when you're talking about the Matrix, it kind of reminded me of this because he sounds like the Smiths. He sounds like the Elrod or whatever
his name
is from the Lord of the Rings movies. So, what's his name?
Elrond,
whatever. No, what's the actor's name? The actor's name.
Hugo Weaving.
He sounds like Hugo Weaving.
Elrod, that's like the porn version of Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Cock Rings or something.
I was going to say Frodo. Lord of the Cock Ring. There's the scene in Clerks 2 where they talk about and they make the Lord of the Rings guy vomit.
Oh,
he's
going to
talk about Samwise and Frodo.
Nice.
Sorry. I know that movie was dumb, but I love that movie.
You know, that's what I love about this show. It's just a good hour of Christian talk.
It really is.
Praise Jesus.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sing it, sister.
Sing it.
All right.
Oh, I'm feeling the Jesus juice. Okay.
So Tony from Vinton.
Chad, I think you've missed
your
calling.
So Tony from Vinton. I am ordained. So Tony for Vinton. I'm going to play that right now.
So there's these two muffins in an oven. They're both chilling. Just chilling and getting baked. And then one of the muffins tells, "God damn, it's hot in here." And the other muffin replies, "Holy crap, a talking muffin." One day, three guys were driving in the middle of nowhere when their car broke down. They got out, they looked around at their surroundings. Finally, the first guy says, "I'm going to go look for some food." The other two guys say, "Why?" "So we can get something to eat, of course," says the first guy. Once the first guy comes back, the second guy asks, "I'm going to get some water." "Why?" asks the other two. "So we can drink it if we get thirsty, of course." Once the second guy gets back, the third guy goes in tears off the corridor. "What's that for?" asked the other two. "In case we get hot, we can roll down the window." What did George Washington say to his men before they crossed the Delaware River? "Get in your boats." Did you hear about the two guys who stole everything out of a house except the soap and towels? They were dirty crooks. Why do lions always eat raw meat? Because they don't know how to cook. What happens when you throw a green rock into the Red Sea? It gets wet.
Wow.
Live, right?
Yeah, good thing we're not live.
PTL, along those lines.
PTL.
Praise the Lord, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the PTL hell? Network? Isn't that the Tammy Faye Baker?
I have no idea.
So you could do CBN. It'd be the Canfield Bible Network.
That's it. Except for I'm it. See, I'm ordained, but I'm agnostic. So go figure. Anyway.
I'll preach some hellfire and brimstone for you guys.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe it, but I'll preach it.
But I'll say it to
you. So, Corey, you took a few days off last week on the 15th to read a new book.
I did.
The Dan Brown Lost Symbol.
Lost Symbol.
Was it good?
What'd you think?
It's phenomenal. It's got...
real quick, let me interrupt you.
Okay.
The CNN reviewer, mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for, the CNN reviewer said it was a second-rate book.
Those reviewers don't know anything, Chad. You know that.
See, here's the deal. The Lost Symbol is of a much different flavor than the Da Vinci Code or
Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. I mean, you know, that was all filled with like religious imagery and the, you know.
So is this one a ripoff of National Treasure?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
that's kind of what I, because that's, the, you know, they're talking about national treasures kind of in the book, aren't they?
Well, but in a different context.
Okay.
It's one of those things where, you know, Dan Brown is really, at his core, a master of puzzles and
cryptology
and stuff like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're after an ancient Masonic treasure. This book deals heavily with the Freemasons.
Right.
And it's one of those things where each puzzle can be looked at in multiple angles. And in order to really get Robert Langdon to the next goal, there's a turn of some sort where his mind goes, "Oh crap, that's not what they meant."
Mm.
But really, it's very steeped in American history.
Right.
Which is not nearly as interesting to some people because it's American. You right. know it. You learned right. it in school.
Well, the Freemasons, you know though, it. Were mm-hmm. like the descendants of the Knights Templar.
Right.
Which were the but, keepers of the Holy Grail yeah. mm-hmm. and all that. Okay.
But you're talking several very prominent founders were Freemasons.
Right.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. They were all Freemasons.
John Hancock? I think he was too.
He may have been. But several
pretty much all
of
them except the Catholics were likely Masons because yeah. that's what...
It's a Protestant. Well, yeah. it's a faithless
right, but yeah, organization. Catholics aren't allowed to join it. Right. Yeah. But no, it's yeah, most important people at the time would have been Masons if yeah. they could have.
Right.
And it's all about, and a lot of the parts of the book are true even if the story isn't. Like the cornerstone of the Capitol was laid in full Masonic tradition. George Washington was in his Masonic robes, and they have this thing where they, you know, they fill it like a time capsule.
Right.
And then they have this sacred tripod that they lower the stone with a pulley system, and that's right. how the cornerstone was laid for the Capitol, for the White House, for several of the very prominent buildings in D.C.
Right.
And so, and Dan Brown is really good at that. He takes things that are true and manipulates them slightly to fit his story.
Right. Just like when he was in Angels and Demons. I mean,
right.
all of the locations that he talked about in Angels and Demons and in the Da Vinci Code are real places.
Right.
You know, and the architecture and things and the things that he was pulling his puzzles from or his clues from really do exist. Like the obelisks, you know, right. in
well, and that's, again, that's Masonic... That's a Masonic symbol.
Right.
Right.
And so that figures pretty heavily into the lost symbol. The one thing I will... Well, two
so
things
is
I'll
is
say.
The solution the Washington Monument?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, sort of.
I just guessed it!
Sort of, but not really. That and it's one of those things where you think he's there until he does something and you... And
I hate being too smart for my own damn good.
But it is...
I hate being a freaking genius sometimes. I hate it!
Whatever.
See, I hate being mildly retarded, so I understand.
Retard. It's retard.
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 Right. Two things I will say about the book, though. Number one, I think the original working title of The Solomon Key would have been much better.
Yeah.
Because, number one, because one of the main characters, his name is Solomon.
Retard.
And number two, the pacing of The Lost Symbol is a lot different than either Angels and Demons or The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought...
Does it move slower or faster or
well,
kind of all over the place?
It most all of Dan Brown's books, it slower. Takes place in a relatively compressed time frame. It takes place over about 12 hours.
Okay.
But the immediacy of...
The whole entire, the story takes place over 12 hours?
Yes.
So he does all of this running around.
600 pages worth of running around in 12 hours.
He's
but
the bionic man.
You know how when you read the Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons to a slightly lesser extent, but when you read the Da Vinci Code and you're trying to churn out where things are going and you can't quite do it, that sort of immediacy wasn't really there with The Lost Symbol. I mean, the book is vivid, and the puzzles are great, and the action is there, and all of the places that you can see in your head. You know, even if you've never been to D.C., you know what the White House looks like. You know
right.
what the Capitol looks like. Yeah. But that huge sense of urgency,
Jefferson
like,
Memorial.
Oh my God, something's really going to happen on this next page, wasn't quite there.
So
I'd give it a B.
Okay.
So it was satisfying.
Very satisfying. And I read it all in one sitting.
Slimy, yet satisfying.
I'm so glad I'm back for another episode.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here, too. I love you, man.
I missed you guys.
You, Chad.
So we got the haunted house tour from Hoopla. We got the Lost Symbol. So, Altar Boys.
Altar Boys,
rocked.
Yeah. You guys, yeah, if you haven't seen it, you guys, you're really missing out.
It's, so Altar
yeah.
Boys is this musical that's being done at Theater Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
It is
entertaining, funny.
It is a Catholic boy band.
Mm-hmm.
With one Jew.
Four Catholics and one Jew.
Who, by the way, is played by Ryan Foisey.
That's correct.
Who was one of the original singers of the Can Man Show theme song. He was the boom bop a doo bop a doo bop a doo doo guy.
He was the doo-bop guy.
Yeah. Right. So right on the
yeah.
rock and he's, on with your
he's,
bad song.
He's, like, they're all brilliant. All five of them are really good.
Yeah, they really,
really
are.
Good.
They put everything into their performances.
So for those of you listening to Z102.9, Alex Schulte is Scott's son.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is a very, very, very talented
guy.
Oh
my God, he's so funny.
And he's funny.
Oh, and a beautiful singer, too. Yeah. They all had wonderful
right?
voices. What?
He's Luke.
I don't remember what his name was. He was the questionable one.
He wasn't Mark.
Quite sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, he is brilliant in that.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I went in, you know, thinking, oh, this is going to be funny because, you know, I've seen a bunch of the clips, you know, a bunch of videos.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for exactly how good it would be. They were brilliant.
Yeah,
they
and the choreography was fantastic.
That
it was
LD.
Perfect.
LD, I think, did the choreography.
Are you
LD
sure?
Kid. I think so. I'm
well, you
sure.
might be right because Casey was the
Casey
director,
directed
right?
it. LD oh, did yeah, the right. choreography, and I think the music
perfect.
Was by Damon Cole.
Yeah, it was really
on
really well done.
Yeah.
So
they did a spectacular job.
Yeah.
I love Damon. I love Damon.
And I'll be honest, I had not been to Lindale yet, TCR Lindale.
Really?
I had not been to TCR Lindale yet. Because I kept saying I was going to get there, and we kept missing shows.
You know, the one thing I got to say about TCR, and the reason I keep going back to TCR, is the quality of shows that go on. I mean, it's the talent that they gather.
There is.
Mm-hmm. There is so much talent
they
in
do
Cedar
a very
Rapids.
Good job.
I mean, there's so much that do not make it on the stage. There's so much that they to pull from
mm-hmm.
in Cedar Rapids. It blows my mind. So that there's the SPT Theater that pulls from different places. Mm-hmm. Classics of Bruce Moore pulls from some of the same people, but yet different people.
Right.
Well, and they do try to include new people. I know
right.
TCR does. They try to add new people into different shows and giving them leading roles and stuff like that. So that's a big deal. That's what community theater is.
Oh, it certainly is. And the space at Lindale is perfect for the show.
For that one,
because it's a concert. The whole idea is it's the closing concert of their world tour. And it's ideal because they put a little bridge out, so they walk up
in the shape of a cross.
In the shape of a cross,
so clever.
So they walk out, and they're like at row J. Right up
in
the middle.
There is no bad seat in the house. In
there's not, and we
and
were,
they do
we
pull
like,
an audience member on stage with I loved
do.
That. That was great.
They do.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Very good show. So,
fantastic.
Worth the price of admission.
Oh,
you know what?
Absolutely.
And it's got such a good review in the paper too.
Yeah, Diana.
So.
Diana
that's what
it.
I said was that you know it was actually worth the money that I paid for the ticket because normally I don't pay full price. I do the rush, and pay $10.
You know the secret to seeing the show for free?
Ushering.
Usher.
I know.
Volunteer.
But I don't want to talk to people I don't know.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's easy to do, and you get to see the show for free. Volunteer, and you don't have to pay $20.
Sit down.
Yeah, we paid $25 for the, because we got center, you know, in the middle row.
Because you're all about the boy bands.
Yeah. No, my wife really wanted to go, and I was actually going to take her for her birthday, which is, like I said, Saturday. But
should we play the birthday song for her right now?
Sure.
So, since she doesn't listen
she's
anyway.
She's never going to listen.
Right now, here's the birthday song for Jamie's wife.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
And we're back.
All right. So we, and her mom couldn't go this Saturday, so we went like two Sundays ago, which is the only day she could go. So, I was really impressed. It was not nearly as big a crowd as I figured it would be.
Oh, when I went,
for
it was
Sunday
completely
matinee.
Sold out, completely sold out.
Yeah.
It was the Sunday matinee crowd.
Yeah.
For the most part, which
well,
is
yeah,
also,
say.
You know what? Typical Cedar Rapids, Iowa audience. It was completely sold out. However, not very many people cheered.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
Cedar Rapids
is
weird sometimes
with
the audience.
Yeah.
You know, I mean
they're very timid.
Sometimes they're timid or they just don't care.
No.
Or they'll stand up for no reason. Well, I guess we're all
loose
here.
The ridiculous there was like a 3-minute standing ovation at the end of it on the night I was there, which was weird because it was like all old people the whole time. I didn't expect them to stand.
Totally worth it though.
I think they
might have
been standing to stretch.
And
maybe it was just the broken hip.
I stood and I don't normally stand.
I don't either.
But I did because I thought they deserved it. They were great.
Yeah, that's the one thing in Cedar Rapids. A lot of standing O's.
Really?
Well, they always do it. It's like an obligation. Oh, look, they're done. Let's all stand up.
Yeah, it's like we want to get out. Either they're given a standing O or they just want to get to the door fast.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. It's like it's been sort of devalued as a mark of the show's really great because you know it's sort of expected that at least half the audience is.
You know how you know when it's good is when they throw money at you.
Yeah.
So you do a good show. They throw my. Wait,
and
that was only because I was naked.
Yeah.
That was. Okay. Never mind.
I threw my underwear at you. Did you catch them?
Yes, I did.
Sweet. That was my favorite show ever.
If the I'm in a show, yeah. Will you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet.
See, I think that in this area, the people, because if you go to like a huge professional Broadway production, like a traveling show, people mm-hmm. don't do that.
Right.
I almost think that some of it here is as a courtesy to the local performers.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's peer pressure. They're like, we're supposed to stand. Two people stood up. We all need to stand up.
That's yeah, it's kind of like the...
Because it's really, it's not always deserved. It really is not always deserved.
Yeah,
it's
true. Yeah.
Whether the performances were wonderful or not, when people take their individual bows, you can stand up for people that were really fantastic and then right. sit for the people that were good. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, a lot of it, especially if some of the performers have family in the audience...
Mm-hmm.
And then the family, obviously, your family.
Yeah, all you know, 20 of them, they're all going to stand. Right. Well, that's just that's it. Okay.
In a space like Lyndale,
yeah.
you get 20 people standing up on a Sunday matinee, and that's half the room.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it really feels like it, at least.
That's true.
Yeah.
So well, and then everyone's got, like, oh, half the room standing, I should stand
for
up.
For this show, definitely. It was well deserved. It was very absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
Those very guys cool. put everything so. Into it. It was really fun.
It's still on this weekend?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, last Sunday.
It better be because I have tickets.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they have a Sunday show?
Oh, you know, sometimes they've been cutting them.
I think they've been cutting the Sunday shows, and that's their strike.
You know what?
So it might just be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maybe.
So make sure you but check the website, yeah. theatercr.org, theatrecr.org.
Right.
So make sure you check that out and get your tickets now.
Get there.
Yeah, do get them now because they're selling out quickly.
But what's up, everybody? Anything else we need to cover? That's all I got, too. So thank you so much for listening. I do want to... Do you have something to say?
No.
You look like you're getting ready to say something.
No.
All right, good.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Can Man Show, episode 53.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
First one of a new year of Can Man shows.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
It's the new Can Man fiscal year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well... Yeah, well, keep in mind we did those holiday episodes.
I know.
So really, this is episode 53, and I want to say thank you so much for listening. And the end song tonight is one that our buddy Kevin Zerbe made. He says back in 2005, pre the people that will kind of go, wait a minute, wasn't this from
yada yada blah blah
that movie? Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where they did the vampire opera thing. No, this is a song he did about Dracula. And he calls it The Wish.
It's really good, Zerbe. Nice job.
Yeah, good job, Kevin. And so thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show.
Thank
Be sure
you.
To join us next time when Amy says...
Bacock!
I don't know.
Bacock! Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
When I rise from sleep, my head feels a little weak. I have to work tonight, I just don't feel right. I grab my brooch and cape, I hope they don't escape. Don't stay out too late, I'll find you there. And as I fly through the night, looking for a soul to bite, just don't feel right. I long for more. Daylight and sunshine, that would be just fine. No more neck pains, no more neck pains. You there with that frightening stare, with your terror glare, it makes me sad. But I have to eat. If you would just lift your feet, the blood would trickle faster. I change into a bat. I wonder where I'm at in life. What
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.